WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
White nationalists chased away, a region threatened. I'm Elliot Francis. The organizer of this weekend's rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, issued a statement blaming the violence on local law enforcement. Jason Kessler was scheduled to have a press conference Sunday afternoon, but had to be taken away for his own safety. Brian Todd reports.
The crowd started to kind of converge on Jason Kessler. He apparently went down. Not clear whether he slipped or he was pushed, but the police at that point kind of interceded ostensibly for his own safety and escorted him around the building. But he may be in this building now unless they've gotten him out.
Many eyes still on Guam after North Korea revealed its plan to strike the U.S. territory by the middle of the month. Governor Eddie Calvo says many others are also at risk.
The catastrophe of a nuclear attack would not be just on the Marianas. Remember, Guam is subject to an intermediate missile threat. You have our friends and neighbors at Seoul that are in the range of artillery. You've got our friends in Japan that are in the range of short-range missiles.
A coalition of Democratic state attorneys general has unleashed a flood of lawsuits against the Trump administration.
State's attorneys from Massachusetts to California have brought more than 40 legal actions against the administration so far. The pace, which both parties describe as unprecedented, has produced an average of one lawsuit or legal motion every 5 days since Trump's inauguration, not including many more letters, legal threats, and formal comments to federal agencies. But the frequency and variety of the legal actions, from cases involving immigration and health care to gender reassignment surgeries at the Veterans Administration, has sparked criticism that Democrats may be playing politics with their state's legal resources. I'm Sierra Crawford.
A hospital in Charlottesville claims many of the people injured after that car drove into a crowd of protesters this weekend are improving. A spokesperson says 9 of the patients have been released. 10 others are in good condition. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The unrest in Charlottesville started with the removal of a statue of Robert E. Lee from a park. Well, now as cities across the South come up with ideas on what to do with Confederate names and memorials, Alexandria city leaders are about to take some action.
The process is underway to strip the Jefferson Davis Highway in Alexandria of the name of the Confederate president. City spokesperson Craig Pfeiffer says residents have until September 15th to fill out a survey.
The survey is not a vote or a poll. It's really just a way to brainstorm suggestions.
Or you can go to the first of two public hearings this Thursday. The advisory group will take the comments and make a recommendation to the city manager, who will then submit his pick to the city council.
And then city council would decide what to do from that point forward.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Confederate heritage organization has applied for permission to hold a rally in mid-September at Richmond's Robert E. Lee Monument. The group asking for a permit calls itself Americans for Richmond Monument Preservation. Officials say the rally application is under review. A D.C. firefighter is recovering from injuries after he was attacked while on a call about a medical problem at a home in southeast Washington yesterday. A D.C. fire and EMS spokesman says at least two people took part in the attack. The firefighter's injuries are described as serious but non-life-threatening. It's still unclear why he was attacked. A D.C. man has been charged with killing his elderly mother. 51-year-old Derek Norman Cook is charged with first-degree murder while armed. 81-year-old Anne Alfredia Cook was killed Saturday night. Today's an important deadline for companies participating in Maryland's medical marijuana program. The 15 companies that the state has licensed to grow pot are required to be operational by today. But so far, according to the Baltimore Sun, only one company is. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,858. The Nasdaq at 62,57. Sports, the Nats split their doubleheader with the Giants. The O's lose to Oakland, and Justin Thomas earns his first major title by winning the PGA Championship. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Meet the new Power Cash Rewards Visa card from PenFed Credit Union. Earn unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases as an Access America checking account holder or member of the military. Start earning cash back on everything, everywhere. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply, and no military service is required for membership. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Ending a relationship with your timeshare is a lot like going through a divorce. It's a marathon, not a sprint, and every case is unique. Timeshare Exit Team has earned my trust by showing me how thoughtful and considerate their process is, both in exiting you from your timeshare and in helping handle the other stresses that go along with this specialized process. Call Timeshare Exit Team, 844-928-3948, 844-928-3948, timeshareexitteam.com.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, good morning to you. We have some overnight construction wrapping up soon, we hope. 66 eastbound between Sycamore Street and Glebe Road, and also on 66 headed the same way, eastbound between Vienna Metro and Nutley Street. We have road work. The left lane is blocked, and we should be clearing that up pretty soon. This report brought to you by the Diabetic Health Hotline, 270, no serious problems either direction, the inner loop, the outer loop, the Capitol Beltway moving along so well so far, and the Dulles Toll Road westbound from 66 to the Dulles Airport. It's about a 19-20 minute trip, and that's about the norm. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 1-800-808-5181. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a start to the new work week. Got a little sunshine this morning. More clouds coming in later today, about 83. Could get a hit or miss storm tonight, 72. Isolated showers, thunderstorms on Tuesday. And a little bit warmer up to 86. We got 90s coming maybe by late week. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Manassas, 66 degrees in Germantown, 73 in Washington. The mayor of Charlottesville wants the driver of the car that plowed into a crowd Saturday prosecuted as a terrorist. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. Good Monday morning, 5:07 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall this morning, 7:05, we'll be joined by Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, an all-around great Monday guest here on Mornings on the Mall. And then 8:05 this morning by the excellent Diamond and Silk. You won't want to miss that interview. 8:15, Congressman Tom Garrett, who is responsible in part for Charlottesville, is going to be joining us here on Mornings on the Mall. And then at 8:35, we'll be joined by Dana Lash. That's all ahead. My name is Vince Colonnaise. Today I'm Mary Walters vacationing. I'm joined by the fabulous Emily Miller. Emily, welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Emily, real quick before we get started, where are you these days? What are you up to?
I'm standing in your radio studio.
Good answer. Look at this. She's perfect for it. Very quippy.
And have a lot of coffee in front of me. And thankfully, producer Heather Hunter brought Entenmann donuts and put them right in front of me. And they will be eaten by probably 6:05.
Good.
How about you?
I'll be consuming those, and I'm also in this studio. You're right. I want to talk about the thing that captivated the nation's attention this weekend, which is the events in Charlottesville, which began Friday night with a tiki torch march, ended up in Saturday in a what was supposed to be, I guess, just a peaceful protest, but descended into chaos. There was violence on both sides of the aisle, as the president did acknowledge in his statement over the weekend, as sort of left-wing Antifa, which is short for anti-fascist, and Black Lives Matter, and just sort of various liberal agitators went up against white nationalist ones and confronted each other in Charlottesville, ultimately resulting in three deaths, two from police officers who died in a helicopter crash. As far as we can tell at this moment, that was an accident, but the helicopter came down, and those two police officers were killed. And then, of course, the young lady who was killed when she was rammed by a car driven by
Heather Heyer,
driven, and there was a white nationalist, James Alex Fields, 20 years old, from Ohio, driving that vehicle and resulting in her death, and as he rammed into a crowd later in the day. And a lot has been made this weekend of the president's reaction. That's where I want to start this morning. Is the president of the United States came out on Saturday and made a statement after much of the chaos had died down. And during that statement, blamed all sides and also said that, you know, it was a call for peace. But what he didn't say was the words white nationalism or KKK or anything like that. And the buildup to it, Emily, as I was watching it on Saturday, was that every single news outlet that I was watching were like, is the president going to say white nationalism? Is he going to say KKK? Is he going to say white supremacy? Is he going to call this thing out specifically? Is he going to go after the specific reason that we now have a dead woman?
And two police officers, yeah.
And two police officers.
State police, yeah.
And he comes out and he makes his statement. And since then, he's been nothing but attacked. The White House came out with a clarifying statement on Sunday saying, yes, of course, the president was talking about white supremacy. Yes, of course, the White House was talking about neo-Nazis and KKK. He was lumping them all in together. So I want to know, what is your sense of this? Do you think the president of the United States came out and handled this the right way on Saturday? Were you assured by the president's statement? And do you feel like he could have gone a step farther? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Well, I mean, President Trump can do nothing right, according to the left-wing media, which is all media, liberal media. And so it didn't matter what he said. It was going to be wrong. And Charlottesville is going to be blame him for Charlottesville. Because according to the media, the liberal media, I mean, I actually went through my Twitter yesterday to see where all the criticism at Trump was coming from. It was just all media and all liberal media. Of course, they would call themselves mainstream, or they would call themselves straight media. And they are lumping together Charlottesville, KKK, Donald Trump, right wing, Steve Bannon. It's become one to them, one big mass of cause for what happened in Charlottesville. The president has never said anything about white supremacists. He has never said anything supporting anything along these lines. And, you know, I think what happened was he came out and said, let's have peace. Why are we marching? Why is this happening? And he didn't use specific terms that the left wants him to say.
Right. Let's listen to some of the president's statement from Saturday.
We're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides. It's been going on for a long time in our country. Not Donald Trump, not Barack Obama. It's been going on for a long, long time. It is no place in America. What is vital now is a swift restoration of law and order and the protection of innocent lives. No citizen should ever fear for their safety and security in our society. And no child should ever be afraid to go outside and play or be with their parents and have a good time.
Additionally, the White House saying the president said very strongly in his statement yesterday, this is on Sunday they said this, that he condemns all forms of violence, bigotry, and hatred, and of course that includes white supremacists, KKK, neo-Nazi, and all extremist groups.
I mean, I thought the Saturday statement went even further than I would have expected him to do. I mean, he took in President Obama, said he's not at fault, even though a lot of people are going to say, look, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we had Freddie Gray, we had Black Lives Matter, we had all this on the flip side, yeah. Where we had, so he's already, you know, neutralizing all of those issues, and I think and that is what he meant by both sides being blacks, whites, everyone protesting, stop it, let kids play, and he said it's the most important thing is for Americans to unite. Don't know if he said that or tweeted it. As soon as I get confused, which is which, but he let's unite together. And so, you know, the blame is all going to be no matter what he says, whether the left-wing media and they're just trashing him and blaming President Trump on this will translate into the public. We'll have to wait till public polls show us.
Let's go real quickly to Chip from Virginia. First up this morning on Mornings on the Mall. What did you think of the president's statements this weekend, Chip?
Morning, folks.
Morning.
I'm good with it. Listen, you don't need to hit on every group that embodies hate and anger towards the opposing views of people in this country.
Yeah, no, so you're okay with it because the key is to go after people that are would do evil no matter where they come from. And that was the president's stance on this weekend. And of course, the White House clarifying afterwards. More from you in just a moment. It's 5:15 now. WMAL, traffic and weather, every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Vince.
Oh.
Jamie's on vacation.
That's right.
Art Andrews. How you doing?
Good, Art. Thank you, sir.
All right. Good to talk to you guys. Good morning, Emily. Got some overnight construction going on that should be clearing up pretty soon in the district. Rock Creek Parkway in both directions near Kennedy Center. The overnight road work should be wrapped up soon, we hope so. In Lorton, Old Colchester Road and Hassett Street, watch out for some flooding. The road is closed east of the Richmond Highway. As for the rest of the area, 270 northbound, southbound, moving along pretty well. 95 in both Virginia and Maryland. In either direction, no reported delays. And the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound from Route 32, Savage Road to the Beltway. It's a normal 12-13 minute commute. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today. Partly cloudy skies in the morning will give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon. A high of 83 degrees. Tonight, cloudy skies. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. A high of 86 degrees. Wednesday will be a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the upper 80s and lows in the mid 70s. 73 degrees right now in the nation's capital, 516 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Summer Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Minimums apply. Book online at ZeroResDC.com.
All right, so the President of the United States coming out over the weekend condemning the violence in Charlottesville, calling on people to get together. The White House again clarifying on Sunday that he was explicitly going after, in part, going after white nationalists, KKK types as well. So the reaction here to the president has, there's been a range of things. Mike, I want to go to Cut 10. This is, there have been people who have been very critical of the president, in fact, laying blame for some of this at the president's feet, some of the violence. This is the Charlottesville mayor, Mark Siner, having this reaction this weekend.
Why do you think the president himself bears responsibility?
Well, look at the campaign he ran. I mean, look at the intentional courting, both on the one hand of all these white supremacists, white nationalists, group like that, anti-Semitic groups, and then look on the other hand, the repeated failure to step up, condemn, denounce, silence, you know, put to bed all those different efforts, just like we saw yesterday. I mean, this is not hard. There's two words that need to be said over and over again, domestic terrorism and white supremacy. That is exactly what we saw on display this weekend, and we just aren't seeing leadership from the White House.
And white, by the way, the White House, including H.R. McMaster, did call this terrorism yesterday. So that question is satisfied. Let's go to Marvin in Springfield up next here on Mornings on the Mall. Marvin, good morning.
Good morning. What I want to say is, you know, as a black American, I'm sick and tired of hearing every time you turn around, anything that blacks do is okay. But anything the president says, you know, when he's trying to look out for all Americans, and all of a sudden, he's the big racist, you know, and President Obama never said anything about Black Lives Matter, never said anything about anything, and now all of a sudden, it's white privilege. You know, it's ridiculous.
Right, so the president didn't need to own all any sort of black violence. President Obama didn't, but now President Trump needs to own anything that involves a white guy.
Yeah, see, that's exactly right. This is what they want to do, but, you know, when they come out against the president for Kim Jong-il, I mean, let's get real. The media, all they care about is hanging President Trump, period.
What do you account for what happened in Charlottesville? Why do you think this is happening now?
It's probably, you know, first of all, we got everybody's, even though I deploy this whole business with the rebel flag and all of that, but, you know, it's a part of our history. And if people continue to do that, and I think that the Charlottesville police probably was not in the middle of all of that. They should have kept them separated. That's all they had to do. But, you know, you got a right to protest when you think that you're an American. You can protest what you want.
Right.
You may not like it. I may not like it. But you got the right to do that. You have free speech.
Right. I mean, you have a right to, exactly, and the right to assembly, all part of the First Amendment, and we just hope our police officers, which they generally do, here in Washington, the police are fantastic. I remember during all the Black Lives Matter protests, they were all quite frequent, actually, here in Washington, D.C., and you'd see black and white police officers closing streets so the Black Lives Matter could march down the center of, you know, in the Washington streets, and it was always peaceful. So I don't know exactly what happened
and
wrong in Charlottesville.
And there definitely has been some retroactive criticism here of the cops in Charlottesville, watching as some of the riot police actually seem to have pushed the white nationalist type crowd into the left-wing crowd and just creating a toxic mix of these two groups of agitators, which ultimately led to a lot more violence that was going on as these skirmishes started breaking out. Let's go to Cam in Virginia. Cam, you're up next on Mornings on the Mall. What did you think of the president's reaction to all of this weekend?
I think his reaction was right on, but I want to say something about these people that were down there. You've got basically two factions from the left. These white supremacists, the white nationalist people, KKK, the KKK came out of the Democrat Party. The things that they're espousing are traditional Democrat viewpoint, you know, and racism. You look at the Democrat Party of today, they divide everybody by race, gender, anything, any way they can divide people. So you can't pin those people on Trump. And what they're looking for is for Trump to come out and denounce those people like he owns them or something. And they don't have anything to do with the Republican Party or any viewpoint on the right. We despise those people, and I'm sure Trump does as well. He doesn't have to own them.
You know, the amazing thing, Cam, is how many times that they would like Trump to denounce David Duke and his associates. Because the president, you go back to the campaign, there was an attempt to sort of get Trump to talk about David Duke for a long time. He finally did and was like, I disavow. Remember this? I disavow referring to David Duke. But then you go back to like Jeremiah Wright and President Obama. And you view that situation and you realize up until the very end, he embraced the guy. I can't disavow my pastor. I can't get rid of my own pastor. And then finally, he was put in an untenable position. He disavowed the guy and the press treated it as a settled matter from that point forward, despite the fact that President Obama eventually went back and embraced the guy again. And that was before he became president. And that was after he was president of the United States. 522 now on WMAL.
Attention, diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you, plus free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline right now. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
Hey, do you have a house that you're just not sure what to do with? You know, maybe you're an accidental landlord or you're a DIYer and you're done doing it yourself, right? Because of the time suck. Maybe you're relocating, combining households, just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore. Larry O'Connor here. And no matter what your situation might be, I've got a solution for you. Renting with Renter's Warehouse could be the best option for consistent monthly cash flow. Here's how it works. Renter's Warehouse finds quality tenants in just 17 days on average, and then you choose who rents your home. And they warranty them for free, so if they don't work out, Renter's Warehouse replaces them for free. Plus, you get rent collection, maintenance coordination, all the paperwork covered for just one flat, low monthly fee. And no, the fee never changes. You pay no upfront fees, no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com. You'll get a free home rental price analysis. Or call them 202-897-2822 to speak to a rent estate advisor right now.
1-877-CARS for kids. K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877-CARS for kids. Donate your car today. Kids, K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877-CARS for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Q100.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Final grand prize drawing August 27th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, thank you very much. In the district, watch out, Wisconsin Avenue Northwest and Garfield Street. We do have some traffic lights that are not working as they should, so the good advice might be to use that and treat that as a four-way stop. 295 southbound from the 295 split to the Beltway is beginning to build now. It's a 7-minute commute, just a little longer than it would normally take you. In Hyattsville, Riggs Road at Merrimack Drive, watch out for a crash. Police are on the scene. And in Lorton, Old Colchester Road and Hassett Street, the road is closed by flooding east of the Richmond Highway. Mass Transit, no problem so far. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Washington mornings on the wall.
We'll see temperatures moderate the next couple of days. 83 today, increasing clouds. Tonight, cloudy, a passing shower. Maybe a thunderstorm near 72. Suburbs a little cooler. Clouds on Tuesday, an isolated shower, thunderstorm 86. And late week, we might actually get close to or above 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 526 on WMAL. All right, so we're talking about what happened this weekend, of course, in Charlottesville, the President of the United States' reaction to all of it. The Vice President of the United States did condemn white supremacists.
We have no tolerance for hate and violence from white supremacists, neo-Nazis, or the KKK.
And meanwhile, the President coming out and saying, look, all sides are to blame here, including these left-wing agitators that ended up being part of the toxic mix that led to some of that violence on Saturday. Let's go to John in Fort Belvoir this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good, sir. So what's your thought, quickly?
The governor and the mayor never denounced the opposition that showed up to the people that had the legal permit to do the protest. Whether the protest was right or wrong is a whole different discussion.
Right.
I'm from that area, 31 years over in that area, Charlottesville area, and I knew as soon as I saw what was proposed was going to happen as far as the march, I knew exactly what the outcome was going to be, with Charlottesville being a very passive community.
Yeah.
And I knew it was going to show up, it was going to turn ugly. And
Should the state troopers have come in earlier?
I'm sorry?
Should the state troopers have come in earlier? Would that have helped, do you think?
I would have thought. I'm actually a former National Guardsman. I actually thought I would have had a more National Guard presence just because, they're kind of, they are trained in riot control and stuff.
Yeah, they knew what was coming, and they should have done more to stop it. 528 now on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to talk about selling your home. All sellers have certain things in common. They want top dollar. They want to move as easy as possible. Wouldn't you like to have the assurance of a guaranteed sale and an easy move? You can. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. In writing. If you're a home seller working with the Reynolds team, they may already have your home sold to one of their 5,500 ready home buyers in their waiting program. Don't work with the agent that doesn't have anyone looking to buy homes. That's what Roger and Angela did. They called the Reynolds team. Using their database of ready buyers and pre-marketing their home, Debbie and Sarah sold their home for $30,000 over the asking price in record time. Don't work with the agent that doesn't have anyone looking to buy homes. Get the Reynolds team working for you. Call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. Debbie has the buyers. Call them today.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
The President of the United States has a new campaign ad. The press is already accusing that of racism. 5:30 now, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson, the young Ohio man accused of ramming into a crowd of counter-protesters in Charlottesville with his car, killing one person, is due in court today, and new information's coming out about him this morning.
Federal investigators have enough evidence to be suspicious that the suspect, James Fields Jr., intended to send a message, not just harm the immediate victims. And they're looking into that. They are also looking into whether he had any accomplices, anybody who might have helped him in the attack. Some other information that we're getting about this suspect, according to a teacher who taught him history in the last 2 years of high school, this teacher said that this suspect, James Fields, had some very disturbing views about Nazis, that he had an infatuation with Nazis.
Correspondent Brian Todd. Counter-protesters in Charlottesville yesterday shouted down Jason Kessler, an organizer of Saturday's Unite the Right rally, as he tried to give a news conference. Kessler blamed local police for letting the situation Saturday get out of hand. Vice President Mike Pence is condemning white supremacists and neo-Nazis after the weekend violence in Charlottesville.
We have no tolerance for hate and violence from white supremacists, neo-Nazis, or the KKK.
Pence made his remarks while visiting the South American nation of Colombia. Virginia state officials are considering a request from a group that wants to hold a mid-September rally in Richmond at the city's Robert E. Lee Monument. The group Americans for Richmond Monument Preservation submitted the request. Cities throughout the South, including Richmond and Charlottesville, have been detailing what to do with their various Confederate monuments, memorials, and other commemorations. The 15 companies that have been granted licenses to grow medical marijuana in Maryland are facing a critical deadline today. They're required to be operational by today. But according to the Baltimore Sun, only one company so far is. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,858, the Nasdaq at 62,57. Sports, after losing the first game, the Nats come back in the nightcap of their doubleheader with a walk-off 11-inning win over the Giants. The O's lose in Oakland, and Justin Thomas wins the PGA Championship. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, it's Mary Walter for Ackerman Security. Since before man walked on the moon, Ackerman Security has been protecting American families and homes. Did you know Ackerman was one of the first to put the yard sign in the front of its protected homes? Now, experts agree that the yard sign is one of the top reasons burglars pass on a home. In fact, 65% of burglars don't even approach a home they think is protected by a home security system. Now, Ackerman is doing something no home security company anywhere ever has done. Introducing the first ever no theft guarantee. The no theft guarantee means simply that if your home is broken into under Ackerman's watch, they will cover your full financial loss up to double your deductible. How can they do that? Because Ackerman knows their state-of-the-art monitoring station provides the nation's only guaranteed response time, a true shield that burglars know is far more trouble than it's worth. That's why Ackerman is the sign of real security. Visit AckermanSecurity.com. AckermanSecurity.com.
Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beer-tini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, low-carb margarita. You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand-select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Larry O'Connor here with Alan, a friend of mine from EMP 180, and we're talking about our experiences with them.
How much weight did they tell you you needed to lose?
To reach my goal, 30 pounds.
And you did, huh?
I did.
So you're retired, you've lost all this weight. How has your life changed now thanks to EMP 180 weight loss?
It's really great, and I always felt good. That was never an issue. I always had plenty of energy, but this is just much healthier. That's the bottom line.
Someone's out there right now, they've heard me talking about EMP 180 weight loss. They're on the fence. What would you tell them to do?
I would tell them that if they are willing, they will become successful, period. There is no question about that. It can change their whole health situation and their sense of well-being permanently. That would be the best investment they could ever make. Bar none.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss, that's EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, on Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest and Garfield Street, that intersection, watch out for traffic lights. They're not working properly, so just treat it as a four-way stop. In Howard County, Elk Ridge, Route 1, Washington Boulevard, and Business Parkway, there is a disabled vehicle reported. In Hyattsville, Riggs Road at Merrimack Drive, an accident with police on the scene. This traffic report sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. George Washington Parkway southbound from the Beltway to 395 to 14th Street Bridge. It's a 14-minute trip, not too bad. 66 eastbound from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge, a 12-minute commute. 95 northbound from the Triangle area to the Occoquan River Bridge. It's a 13-minute trip. You're tapping the brakes just a bit in that particular area. As for mass transit, Metro's Green Line trains not running between the Suitland and Branch Avenue stations. They're closed because of some capital improvements. Buses replace trains between Naylor Road and Branch Avenue, so be aware of that. Attention, diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 1-800-808-5181. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see temperatures moderate the next couple of days. 83 today, increasing clouds. Tonight, cloudy, a passing shower. Maybe a thunderstorm near 72. Suburbs a little cooler. Clouds on Tuesday, an isolated shower, thunderstorm 86. And late week, we might actually get close to or above 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Haymarket, 63 in Damascus, 72 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 537 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Monday morning. 7:05 this morning, we'll be joined by Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, to talk about everything that's going on in the world, especially as that Bob Mueller investigation pushes forward. Robert Mueller wants to speak to people inside the White House now, see what Joe thinks about all that. 8:05, we'll be joined by Diamond and Silk.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah. Get ready for that. That'll be fun. And 8:15 this morning, we'll be joined by Congressman Tom Garrett. You saw him a lot on TV this weekend as he talked about Charlottesville and the reaction there in Virginia. As well as Dana Lash joins us at 8:35. Another congressperson has referred to her as a domestic threat. She'll explain. That's all ahead this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Mary Walter's out today. My name's Vince Colonnais, but I'm joined by the fabulous Emily Miller. Emily, thanks for joining us this morning.
Sure. I'm already starting my donuts. Things are looking up.
So the sugar rush will kick in within the next few minutes, so get ready for that. You're going to need a sugar rush to talk about this story.
All right, go ahead.
Which is, the President of the United States is, you know, he's not slowed down, first of all, on campaigning. He's already, you know, been campaigning. He's made several campaign stops, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
Every so often, when you see him do these tours, these rallies going out to various states, it's often under the umbrella of his campaign, not the official White House. But now he's released a new ad. This ad coming out over the weekend. And listen to this. This is an ad blasting the Democrats and the press and labeling them again his enemies. Listen to this.
Democrats obstructing. The media attacking our president. Career politicians standing in the way of success. But President Trump's plan is working. 1 million jobs created. More Americans working than ever before. Unemployment lowest since 2001. The stock market, all-time record highs. The strongest military in decades. The president's enemies don't want him to succeed. But Americans are saying, let President Trump do his job.
Now, when it gets to the part where it says the president's enemies don't want him to succeed, that's when, during this video, there's a collage at that moment of journalists and news anchors appearing on screen. And those anchors include people like George Stephanopoulos, Joe Scarborough, I'm looking at Rachel Maddow, you've got Anderson Cooper, Brian Williams, Mika Brzezinski, Don Lemon, among others. And then you've got April Ryan. Now, as I was listening to that, I can remember, you know, remember Hillary Clinton used the word enemies to refer to Republicans during the campaign.
And just to remind people who don't know who April Ryan is, she is I think it's American Urban Radio reporter at the White House for,
yes,
I don't know, 30 years, forever. And
importantly to this story, she's a black journalist, and you'll find out why.
Sorry, she's black. And she, you really, unless you're really inside the Beltway, you probably, you know, or listen to the radio, you wouldn't know her. But she's become famous this year because she and Sean Spicer used to get in these heated debates. And then she and Omarosa, who is the top African-American person in the White House, were personal friends and had a big blowout. This is sort of the palace intrigue.
Yes.
But all of this has made April Ryan, who's been covering the White House for, you know, an eternity, suddenly super famous and got a CNN contract out of it. So that's who April Ryan is. The other ones that you listed, I think all the CNN and,
right,
and MSNBC people, you know, everybody knows who they are by name and face.
Yes. So I'm going to get to why April Ryan's important to this in just a moment, but you could quibble on the enemies part, right? Which is to say, the Republicans were very upset with Hillary Clinton when she referred to Republicans as her favorite enemy during the campaign. Hey, whoa, 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 we're Americans, stop with the enemies business.
Basket of deplorables.
And right, exactly. But so you can quibble over that. But that's not the quibble that April Ryan is raising. Here's what's for April Ryan's raising. And also this White House correspondent for RCP, The Real Clear Politics, Alexis Simmendinger, she gets this started yesterday. She tweets, "The Trump campaign ad included images of African Americans as enemies. Journalist April Ryan is included. Stop." attacking the Trump campaign for including any picture of any African American in a huge collage that's basically all white people and Don Lemon and April Ryan. Then April Ryan tweets, responding to Alexis Simmendinger, "Sad day. I am singled out as an enemy of the White House as this racial hate is going on just for asking real questions and speaking the truth."
So she's one of how many reporters were shown? Would you say at least 12? Or so? Or she and Don Lemon. So basically, the average of the African-American race to the, I mean, it is not that they are singled out. It's not every African-American. It's 2 out of the 12. And she's going to turn this into some sort of race baiting issue, this ad.
Yeah, it was instantly turned into a racial crisis when it's anything but. Again, you could quibble over the enemies thing if you wanted to. You could even go after Republicans for being hypocrites on the question. But to make it into a racial thing is, like, transparently reflexive. It's just going back to the old playbook for no apparent reason.
It's just throwing down, yeah, exactly. Throw down the race card, and then we'll make it about. I mean, the thing is that you have to, like, everybody, the media hates Donald Trump. They are his enemy. And I mean, it's absolutely true. They hate him. They hate him publicly. They hate him privately. They've made this very personal.
5:43 now on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Ever since his sixth grade teacher turned on the television on September 11th, 2001, Dakota Herpich knew he wanted to be a Marine. Now, the Marine Corps captain has gone from watching A-10 Thunderbolts fly over his boyhood Missouri home to assisting in disaster relief operations across the world. Learn more at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Our next undergraduate session starts August 21st. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Vince. In the district, Wisconsin Avenue Northwest and Garfield Street, do watch out. We're still dealing with some malfunctioning traffic lights treated as a four-way stop. In Hyattsville, Riggs Road at Merrimack Drive, police are on the scene of a crash there. Now, 95 northbound in Virginia between Route 17 and Quantico. It's a 21-minute trip beginning to build in volume now this early hour. It's about 6 minutes more than it would normally take you. Northbound on 95 between Aquia and Quantico. It's a 7-minute trip, and that's a little bit, you're tapping the brakes there, too. As for 270 southbound between 70 and 109, it's a 16-minute commute, 5 minutes more than normal. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see temperatures moderate the next couple of days. 83 today, increasing clouds. Tonight, cloudy, a passing shower. Maybe a thunderstorm near 72. Suburbs a little cooler. Clouds on Tuesday, an isolated shower, thunderstorm 86. And late week, we might actually get close to or above 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 546 on WMAL.
Ready to trade sitting in traffic for sitting on the beach? Don't miss the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services Sunday afternoon at 3 here on WMAL.
All right, 547 now on WMAL. A new study has revealed that doctors received more than $46 million from drug companies marketing opioids. So we talk about the opioid crisis a lot, and looking at some of the root causes, and a lot of people point to getting prescription drugs first and then moving on to illegal substances in order to sustain that, or, you know, using somebody else's opioid prescriptions or whatever in order to maintain that addiction. 1 in 12 doctors has received money from drug companies marketing prescription opioid medications. This is according to a study released last week by the Boston Medical Center. It found that 2013 to 2015, nearly 70,000 doctors received more than $46 million in payments from drug companies pushing powerful painkillers. This is a write-up the Washington Post did. Researchers believe it is the first study to look at the practice of pharmaceutical companies marketing opioids to physicians. So there's a lot of money exchanging hands here, trying to get doctors to push opioids on their patients. And certainly a lot of these, about 700 doctors raked in nearly 83% of that total money spent. Much of it came in speaking fees.
I just did a quick math, and someone else can grab their phone and do their calculator in case I got my zeros wrong. But it's $650 per doctor, which doesn't sound that bad, actually, when you say it out that way. You know, considering how much doctors make. So, you know, how much they're being pushed,
how much they're being influenced by this money
is might be a little bit overblown. I will say I wish my doctor would influence me to take more opioids. Unfortunately, I can't get a freaking opioid. I'm like, it hurts so much. What hurts? My toe?
They have a picture of you up at the office, I think.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to make fun of, but I know, obviously, opioid addiction is one of the major, major crises in this country. And the president, President Trump, has been one of the leaders on it. And he gave a very emotional comments on it the other day on camera. And, you know, he comes from a family with addiction problems. His brother, his older brother, I think, died from alcoholism, died young. Mm-hmm. And that's why the president has never had a drink, doesn't drink at all. I don't know about his kids, because I know he influenced them not to. So I'm not to make light of it, but I don't find any doctors pushing opioids.
They're not as helpful as you'd like them to be occasionally.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, my little baby toe hurts so much, I can't walk. And maybe one little Vicodin would help.
Emily Miller with the countercultural perspective here.
opioid addiction.
Speaking of alcoholism, and, you know, and again, you mentioned the president and his own experience and his family. There's another study out that says that 1 in 8 American adults is now an alcoholic, which is stunning numbers, I think. This is a new study published in JAMA Psychiatry, J-A-M-A, this month, finds that the rate of alcohol use disorder, what's colloquially, of course, called alcoholism, rose by shocking 49% in the first decade of the 2000s.
Wow.
1 in 8 American adults, or that comes out to 12.7% of the U.S. population, now meets the criteria. They say that this is a serious and overlooked public health crisis.
Yeah, I find that absolutely shocking. We don't hear about it much. And AA is such a well-known, great place, you know, great organization for alcoholics and Alcoholic Anonymous. I have friends who are in it to get sober. And I don't think there's a whole lot of societal shame over alcoholism. I mean, people know, and there's so many shows on intervention, one of my favorite reality shows, on, you know, getting people rehab. So I don't know, I can't account for what would make alcoholism go up in recent years.
They say there's ways to identify it. I'm not sure what the answer is there, but there are ways to identify. This is how they do. Recurrent use of alcohol resulting in failure to fulfill major job obligations or obligations in your life. Recurrent alcohol use in situations in which it's physically hazardous. Legal-related problems involving alcohol and other things. Continued alcohol use despite having persistent or recurrent social or interpersonal problems. So there's a bunch of red flags they're looking at for identifying this. Alcoholism higher among men, Native Americans, and people below the poverty threshold.
I can understand that. Things are tough and you want to drink away your problems, self-medicate. It's a lot cheaper than the opioids.
Not good. A good warning sign.
It's cheaper than drugs.
Let's find out what's on El Rushbo's mind right now.
Big left-wing publication, The Daily Beast, is very, very worried. They think the Democrats are mobilized like never before, but they still might blow it in the 2018 midterms. They tick off the Democrats' pluses, supposedly, such as Trump's low approval ratings, a Russian scandal, and the Democrats getting help from Republicans to defeat the Obamacare repeal. With all of that going for them, they should be sitting pretty. But here are the problems. They're worried the scandal involving Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz and her IT guy from Pakistan could blow up. They're more worried about fundraising. It's bad. In May, Republicans kicked the snot out of the DNC, and Democrat fundraising numbers haven't been this low since 2003. And then there's the infighting. The crazy Bernie wing of the party is determined to teach the establishment Hillary Democrats another lesson in 2018. And the Democrats have had bad luck on special elections. The last big one, Pajama Boy John Ossoff in Georgia, he had loving coverage from the drive-bys all over the world. He had tons of money, and he still lost. And just recently, the Democrat governor of West Virginia switched to Republican. And in case you haven't noticed, the economy is starting to really hum. So if you put it all together, the Democrats should be worried about blowing it. Nobody wants what they have anyway. Despite the anti-Trump Republican establishment, the Democrats are in heap big trouble, and they do know it.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
There is a common assumption about identity theft. A lot of people believe it's just credit card fraud, but that is not the only form of identity theft. There are cases of information being sold on the dark web, or somebody getting an online payday loan in your name. A good thing there's LifeLock, folks. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you on a wide range of identity threats. If you have a problem, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Join right now and get a special 15% discount off the first year of your LifeLock membership. Call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH15. That's Rush 15. That's how you save 15% off your first year. The offer ends on the 27th of August. Terms apply. 800-440-4833.
So how does a little extra cash in your pocket each month sound, right? Larry O'Connor here to tell you that if you own a house, listen, because renting with Renter's Warehouse could help you get that extra cash in your pocket each month. Here's how you do it. First, get the Rent-A-State advisors at Renter's Warehouse on your side. They do all the hard stuff for you, like finding great tenants in just weeks so your house doesn't sit empty. Renter's Warehouse literally does everything from finding those tenants to 24/7 property management. They take care of it all. In fact, they believe in those tenants so much that they warranty them for free. Yeah, if the renters don't work out, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. All this for one flat, low monthly fee. You pay no upfront fees. There's no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Here's what you should do, okay? Go to renterswarehouse.com. You'll get a free home rental price analysis. Do it today. Just get the information, and then you can make your decision. Renterswarehouse.com. Or call them, 202-897-2822, to speak to a Rent-A-State advisor right now.
It's 555 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Vince. Beach Drive Northwest at Broad Branch Road closed by a downed tree. Police are on the scene. The cleanup is in progress, and your alternate would be Blagden Avenue to 16th. Wisconsin Avenue Northwest and Garfield Street, still problems with the traffic lights there. They're not working properly. 95 in Virginia northbound between Route 17 and Quantico. A 21-minute trip now, six more than normal. Bound between Aquia and Quantico, it's a 7-minute commute. It should only take you 5. 270 southbound, no serious delays. And Metro's blue and yellow lines expecting delays, service delays. Largo Town Center and Mount Vernon Square because of a disabled train at King Street. So just be aware of that as far as mass transit goes. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Actually been enjoying some fairly decent midsummer weather. Temperatures haven't been too hot, not too cool. And as we go through today, more of the same. Increasing clouds after some morning sunshine. At about 83, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Amtrak.
Great memories are made on trains, not in traffic. Experience travel the way it should be with Amtrak's large, spacious seats and relaxing lounge cars. Book 14 days in advance and get 20% off with Saver Fares at Amtrak.com. See where the train can take you. Restrictions apply.
August heat and humidity belong outside your home, not in it. EnergyStar.gov reports standard double pane windows allow about 75% of the sun's heat into your home. While Thompson Creek has a cure that can keep you cool and lower your air conditioning bills. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek's amazing windows can reduce solar heat gain and keep you comfortable. Thompson Creek is a name you can trust. They design, build, and install windows made specifically for our climate and just for your home. They eliminate the middleman and build their windows in their own local factory. It's true, there's never a middleman, and Thompson Creek is completely accountable to just you. Call now to save $200 on every window, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
The domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell has been the partner men can count on for over 25 years. Hello, my name's Joe Cordell. Over those years, tens of thousands of guys across America and now in the UK have turned to Cordell & Cordell when everything was on the line. We're proud of that expression of trust, but we know the responsibility that comes with it. Our tremendous growth is the result of our tremendous commitment, to a core set of values and an obsession with client care. If we ever lose that focus, we'll cease to be the partner that guys will count on. We get that. So you can be sure that our focus over the next 25 years will stay on those values that got us where we are and that our clients have come to expect.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance,
chance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial.
They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play. And do it before the clock runs out. Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
All right, coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we're going to talk about more about Charlottesville. And specifically, if you're the type of person who's wants to defend the right of a Confederate monument